This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's talk, baby. Hey, hey,
hey. One more time for opening day.
Come on, man. Vamos, gigantes.
One more time for Thursday. Come on. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, March 27th edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Just terrible. Just terrible.
Well, yesterday was pleasant. Well, yesterday evening.
What happened yesterday?
Something good happened for the Kings. Well, they didn't play. So it was.
Congrats, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Vamos Celtics.
Yeah. You don't have to do it again. But, no, shout out.
Yeah. Well, they play him again. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they business. Do. Yeah, the future home of Kevin Durant.
I don't know.
Unless Giannis wants to go there.
Yeah, well.
Who knows?
Summer of Young.
Jalen Brown was looking pretty good yesterday, too. Maybe that, just deal with those penalties.
When that happens, do we get credit for that, too? When Giannis, it's the summer of Giannis? Do we get credit for that?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Nobody said anything yet.
No, check this out. You were out the day I think Kat got traded. Me and Dame were talking about it or whatever, and it happened literally that night.
It's facts.
Yeah, we be making moves up here, man. We started with Sacramento, now it's the country. Bro.
When KD winds up on the Celtics, just remember the first place you heard it.
Facts.
Well, and it wasn't from D'Lo and KC.
Yeah.
All right, well, speaking into existence this way, KD will be in Boston for Derek White and Porzingis. That's the deal. There we go.
Okay, well, let's settle down because we don't want him in Boston. Okay.
You guys brought it up.
So we're not going to speak anything into existence because we don't want it to happen.
And the Kings were 6-4 in the last 10.
There we go. 7-3 to close.
Man, 7-3 maybe.
Kings went crazy going
7-3. I can't believe they went 10-0 to close. Wow.
Jesse did he did basically go find Markelle Fultz for the Kings.
That's another one.
Nobody was talking about Markel Fultz.
No, that's facts.
Until Jesse
that's
said
facts.
It, and all of a sudden, the Kings hire him off the scrap heap. It's crazy, bro.
He's just been shadow running the sports world for about 4 years.
Well, it's the Illuminati here on ESPN 1320. Just making things happen. What a beautiful way to live. What a beautiful way to live. I told the insiders a second ago, and Kyle said, hey, what are you guys going to do today? Obviously, we're going to talk about the Kings. We're going to talk about basketball. But I think the Kings can show us something today. Hmm. It's a 10-game season. Mm-hmm. That's what we got. This is the first game you've been favored in since Chicago. This was always a game when fans, and whether players do it or not, I don't know. I think human nature is probably to look at the schedule, but you see it, you see Portland, and it's like, okay, Portland's playing well. Yeah. Portland, the Sacramento Kings are marginally better.
Portland's not playing bad. Let's put it that way.
It's fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That's fine. Well. Yeah. That's fine. But Sacramento was marginally better than Portland, record-wise. Talent-wise, Sacramento is significantly better than Portland. And they need to show that tonight. I don't care about the potential of your boy. I don't care about all the nice little young pieces that they have. Talent-wise, Sacramento is better. And I expect them to perform as such tonight. There is no Domas over there.
I'm not trying to give him out. But if Malik Monk plays, yes. If he doesn't, it gets
shaky. Who's there? DeMar DeRozan. Right, do the Sacramento Kings not have the top three players? If you were to rank the best three players on the court, do the Sacramento Kings not have the top three?
Yes.
Yes. And so it would just be the top. Would they have the top five? Because I assume you're saying if Malik is there, they have the top four.
Malik, we love Malik. I understand your point, so it don't really matter what I think. Yeah, I understand what.
Well, you, it was enough for you to stop me. So you gotta have feelings about the roster.
They got ball players.
Like, I'm not saying the roster is bad. That's not what I said.
I know, but I'm saying like Anthony Simons is really nice.
He is.
Scoot Henderson's really nice. Denny's playing really.
Either one of them better than DeMar or Zach. Sorry, either one of them better than DeMar, Zach, or Domas.
They're not. But today, are those players playing better? Is Denny playing better than Zach LaVine?
But that's what I said. This the Kings are marginally better than Portland record wise. Talent wise, I do not think that group is better. Now, if you want to talk about how each individual is playing, we could tear this whole opening segment up and start over, because I don't know who to hang my hat on for Sacramento. Unless you want me to ride Keegan Murray's last game and that's it. I don't have it. Mm-hmm. But overall, like if you're doing a draft or whatever, mm-hmm. I think the top three players wear Kings uniforms. And maybe if Malik is here, maybe it's top four. And I don't think there's any, and even if it's not, like you're probably having to make a case for Scoot. Mm-hmm. Or you're having to make a case for DeAndre, or whoever, like whoever you want to put next, first, whatever. You have to make the case. There's no clear cut this. I think the top three players, for me, without argument, wear Sacramento Kings uniforms.
And that's why I said it doesn't really matter, because there's no, what I'm saying doesn't necessarily matter in this case, because there's no caveat to losing this game. It's not like, oh, well, you know, they do have some young players over there. Like, you got to win this game. If you want to be in the playoffs, if you want to do that, you got to win. You have a DeRozan, a LaVine, a Sabonis, hopefully a Monk. Mm-hmm. You got to win. That's why I stopped and just said it doesn't matter, because I don't care about the upside of those guys. Mm-hmm. Today, you've got to win that game at home.
That's right.
And there's no caveat to it.
That's the other part.
There's nothing like that.
So, that's the other part. This game is 30 minutes from where we're sitting. It's in downtown Sacramento. You can't lose this game.
Yeah.
And I feel like you win tonight, okay. steady things. You're also on a 4-game losing streak. You know, desperate teams need to play like a desperate team. And you've got a lot of things going in your favor in this game. You didn't play last night. This isn't Chicago. You didn't have Cleveland in here last night. You didn't have Oklahoma City in here last night. You didn't have the Bucks or whoever. You didn't play last night. You're at home. They're on the road. For my money, you have more talent. They're making, perhaps, a last-ditch effort to get to the 10th seed. You could end a lot of that tonight. You're making an effort to hold on to a 9 or 10 seed. Mm-hmm. I want to see that tonight.
You could, I mean, essentially, you could end it all. This is the Blazers, this game.
Yeah, how far is
their last
them?
Chance?
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
this is a swing game. If you win this, you've got a real shot for mm-hmm. the Blazers. If you lose this, it's probably over for you.
Yeah.
This is
because they're looking at Phoenix's schedule, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They saw KD's audition last night, but they saw how the game ended. There's another one.
Yeah.
They got another one.
They got OKC, too.
Mm-hmm.
That schedule brutal for them down
it's
the
tough.
Stretch.
It's tough. Not my problem. We just dealt with it. The toughest part of the Kings schedule, the 82 games, is over. The part of the season everyone looked at, dating back to November, people started looking at this portion of the schedule. It started getting hyper-analyzed in, what, January? The end of January, February? Mm-hmm. It's over now. And you have a chance to close out the homestand with a win. You have a chance to beat a team who, like you essentially, you could put the final nail in their coffin. Mm-hmm. And you have the chance to hit the road, play some winnable games with a little bit of momentum.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is... It's a big-time game. This is a game that, you know, I'm not going to go as far as to say it's going to make or break your season, but this is a monster game tonight. This is a big-time opportunity for everything that you just laid out. And if they want a good shot at staying in that play-in and possibly getting a 9 seed and hosting a play-in game, man, they got to find a way to win this game. This, to me, personally, this is absolutely – JTWDG.
Oh, Jesus.
Just win the damn game. I don't care how it gets done. JWTDG.
It just rolls right off the tongue. You can't even remember.
JWTDG. Just win. If it's a 1-point buzzer beater, I'll be relieved.
JWTDG, right?
Yeah.
Say it again. What is it?
JWTDG.
Yeah, this guy
can't say it.
No, I asked you to say it.
We're team on D'Lo and KC.
Okay. All right, yeah. Shows will work.
It's easy. It's just easy.
Say it again, then.
JWTDG.
You say it.
JWTDG.
You're looking at the screen, man. I saw you. Don't do that.
Shout out Russ and Jacobson.
Securing the 12th pick says, KC didn't even say it right. I'm going to trust securing the 12th pick.
Well, the first time
I
got distracted, you know what I'm saying? I was watching the Yankees, so I got distracted.
Yeah, you were watching your favorite team.
Not my favorite team. Do you see the gear I got on today?
It's
opening day. You see what the gear is? You see what it is. Don't ever get it twisted. It's the Giants on here, man. I'm Giants, and I'm always going to beat Giants.
Who was talking about you? The energy right there.
who was he talking about yesterday, though?
He was talking about the Yankees. He was going to bat.
I'm a Yankee supporter. Don't get it twisted. No, I'm Giants, and I'm always going to be Giants. No, vamos, Gigantes.
We're in the opening conversation of a critical Thursday show for a critical game tonight for the Kings, and he's not paying attention to me.
No.
He's watching his Yankees play.
No, I didn't say I wasn't paying attention. I got distracted because Aaron Judge went out in the right field, and, you know, it's I just got distracted, so I messed up. I said JTWDG. It's JWTDG.
So
that's
securing the 12th pick was right.
I'm explaining what happened.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm turned up right now.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, why don't you take a breather, pal? I was going to press the button, Jesse. I don't know where it's at. I don't know how to read this screen.
Might need to reorganize the soundboard.
Yeah, probably. It's not in great shape. Like I could.
Will you stop?
Yeah, I don't know.
The fact remains.
I thought I had these properly labeled, but I clearly don't.
The fact remains, JWTDG. I don't care about style points today. They just need to win.
Who was talking about you?
All right. We'll come back. All right. We'll talk more about the Kings. We'll talk about everything that happened in the Western Conference yesterday. The Clippers. Did you see who the Clippers beat yesterday, Jesse? Did you catch that?
Dude, I did.
They are the latest team to win at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, they beat the Knicks. I didn't even notice that. Wow. The Clippers are over 500?
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Second night of a back-to-back. What are you talking about?
For who?
And Brunson's still not back.
Oh,
what
man.
What are you talking about, bro? Like, this, this don't even matter right now.
All right,
now.
Tune in for more excuses here on 1320.
The Office is celebrating 20 years this week.
Oh, my favorite show.
Oh, hey, don't do that right now.
Peacock sent out an email with all of the stuff that they've added to their streaming platform, including a tab that you can click to show 20 iconic episodes. Mm. The number one thing that stood out to me, not a single episode from season 8 made the cut.
Yeah.
They were not buying the Robert California era.
It wasn't good.
No, it wasn't the best.
It never got good. It just got really weird.
Diversity Day made it. I think they left out, so the injury made it, which is one of my favorites, where he burns his foot on the door form.
What about the Stanley one where the stress relief, I think?
Stress relief made it. Yep.
The stress release one.
He's laughing like.
You thought that was funny?
Yeah.
No, it was crazy. That's a classic.
No, it is.
I know it's a classic.
Yeah, you're making a mockery of me and D'Lo right now. You know that?
Telling you, I know it's a classic because that's one of my favorites.
How does it start?
When they're in the office.
It's not wrong.
The Dundies, you've seen that episode.
I've seen the Dundies.
The Office Olympics, Christmas Party, which I think that's the iPod one. The injury, which I mentioned, that's Casino Night. That's an important episode. The Convict, which is... All right, it's fine.
You got a good life. Is that that one? No.
Oh, that is right.
Is it that
Prison
one?
Prison Mike. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
You got a
why.
Good life.
I was like, oh, this one was kind of dumb. But yeah, this is the Prison Mike episode. Good call right there. Beach Games, The Job made it. Fun Run, Money, The Deposition made it. Of course, Dinner Party made it. Arguably.
Dinner Party, that might be pound for pound the best one.
That's number one? You got that at number one?
In my pound
it's
for pound,
not,
it might
it's
be.
Not my favorite, but like, for people who watch the show, if they point to a single episode, they usually point to the Dinner Party episode.
Mm, not me, but yeah.
What episode would you point to?
It's the one with Rob Packer. I thought it, because I used to always say Bill Packer, but Dave Packer. Jeez.
Think of
want to go Green Bay next?
Think of another.
It's going to be closer.
Think of another white name. You can do it. Just name all of the white names you can think of.
Bob
that's all
Packer?
Nope.
Yeah, Kenny, go ahead and fence him back. Go ahead. Fence him back, pal.
We could spend 4 hours
Dave
doing this.
Packer?
No.
I already said Dave.
Yeah, you said that.
You're really doubling up on names.
He's already doubled up on two different names.
You feel like you've named so many names already, you've doubled up on Dave.
Todd Packer.
The other episodes that made the list, Gossip, Niagara.
Gossip is funny.
Yeah, Gossip is funny. Another one of my favorites, Threat Level Midnight.
That's just the whole movie, right?
Yeah. And then Michael Scott's last episode. The two that I love that they left out is The Fight, when they went to Dwight's Dojo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one of my favorites. And then
Pam gets all mad at Jim.
Yeah, that is so cringy. Oh, that is so bad. And then what was the other? Oh,
Pam
the duel.
Funny.
The duel.
The duel was great.
With Andy and...
That was James Hamm versus Kenny Caraway the other day.
That's right.
Are you hurt? No. My leg is falling asleep a little bit.
I saw Pam the other day. She was in a commercial, and I think it was for, like something serious. Like, and she has cancer, I think.
Oh, that's okay.
I believe that was Pam.
Okay,
because they were talking about the office. I believe I could be wrong.
So it was a commercial for cancer,
like getting checked up.
Okay,
getting checked on.
You probably saw her in a. I think it was like a. It's a maybe Verizon or some.
No, it
commercial,
was
but it's like the whole cast essentially.
There's a Honey Nut Cheerios commercial they're in.
Pam?
Not Pam, but like Stanley and then
Stanley and Phyllis did it.
I remember that
together.
One. At the time I didn't know who was who.
So Stanley has all that hair?
Yeah, I guess. Or it could
or
maybe
did Stanley
maybe
did,
Floyd Mayweather did.
Do we need to hook Devin Carter up with Stanley's guy?
Maybe.
So that's a good list of episodes over there on over on the Peacock app.
All right. Well,
Kenny will see.
Just
Kenny,
watch those ones, honestly.
Kenny has seen
I'm watching them in sequence.
Kenny has seen two of these 20 episodes.
I saw the Dundies, and what was the other one?
Diversity Day. You saw the first.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the first episode. It's the second episode of the show, but you saw that.
See. Basketball game didn't make it?
Didn't make the cut.
That one's all right.
I think the all right, pal. But between the Sweet 16, Kings games, and opening day, you're going to watch an episode of The Office.
I'm on TV today.
So between your appearance on CBS 13,
I gotta watch the games. I would have watched them anyway, but I gotta watch them.
So just tell us when you're going to watch an episode.
Probably tonight.
When?
When everything is done.
Okay.
Giants have a day game today. So.
They won't even put this bet on Prize Picks.
No.
They're just like, no.
Giants have a day game today, man. So,
but more or less a minute and a half of
less,
how much.
Yeah. Less. Less.
Like, no,
less.
Like
Prize won't Picks, even hit the screen.
Prize Picks would be like, you know what? Forget it.
Yeah.
We're out. Forget it.
It's like, yeah, Steve over here made a mistake. It wasn't supposed to be plus 1,000 odds.
Steve.
No one's getting paid.
Clippers moved into the sixth spot last night. Beat the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Clippers have won 8 of 10. And this race for the 6 might be something.
It really is,
man. It might be something with the Warriors and the Timberwolves involved.
With nothing is a failure yet, right? Because it's just about getting to the playoffs. But if the Warriors had to be in a play-in game, is that looked at as a little bit of a failure?
For them,
I don't
no.
think so.
No, because you.
No,
you,
their season was dead.
Yeah, you were a lost cause at one point.
Their season was dead. Now,
I'm not even sure I believe they're championship contenders either.
Well, things, but it's one of those things.
Change, pal.
Change.
I got you. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You start cooking the way you are, and you thought you were. They were talking about 4 seed.
Yeah, no, for sure. But what happened?
Steph went down for 2 games, and the Clippers played good though. That's the thing. Like you probably feel like you could survive it, but the Timberwolves had the 8-game winning streak. That maybe none of us really saw happening. Then the Clippers have been cooking. They probably went like 10 or 12.
Unless and correct me if I'm wrong, the Warriors still aren't playing badly.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So I don't think it could be considered a disappointment.
Yeah, as long as they're in the playoffs come round one, I think it's a success for them.
It's one of the stranger seasons I can ever remember, though, where you start out so high, you crash like in epic form.
Yeah.
It was over, it seems.
Yeah, like it was over. Steph knew it was over. One of the reasons that damn Kings game was so enjoyable was Steph's reaction.
Mm.
Steph sat at the podium, and while he would never say such a thing, his body language said, "We suck." That was the peak of our season, but it was just the beginning of theirs. Mm. Because they went out, they made this deal for Jimmy Butler, and we've had to take some L's this year. We saw the Jimmy Butler deal in the midst of everything else that was happening around Sacramento and around the league, and it was like, all right, I wasn't moved by it. I don't think you were moved by it. It's like, it's fine. I'm not buying it. And then they go off and play the way that they do. And now people are asking, is Jimmy a better teammate for Steph than Clay? Did Jimmy, how much did Jimmy elongate Steph's championship window? Like, all of these conversations that didn't exist before exist now.
For some. Not for me.
Well, that's fine. It didn't for you. But the fact is, they still had they had a dramatic start, a massive crash, and a dramatic turnaround immediately afterwards. Yeah.
I think it's a disappointment if they miss the playoffs, but
definitely
that. Yeah, so that's so fine, that if they're in the play-in, I don't think that's a big deal. If they miss the playoffs, then it's like, whew, man, that is pretty tough given where it appeared you were with 10 games left in the season.
No, definitely. But like the reason why I said that for
and
me
if
is
the
because
Kings beat you. God damn it!
Oh boy, we FaceTiming all day.
Of course, I'm just
all damn.
Maybe not FaceTime because we've seen how that goes.
Well, they win the play-in to get to the playoffs and eliminate them. Yes, we're FaceTiming every hour on the hour. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What's going to happen at that point?
Well,
they could get rid of Doug Christie. No. Monty could stay. Like,
I ain't got nothing to do.
I'm just saying. Last time we FaceTime, everything just crashed and burned.
So we can't be hurt by the Warriors at that point. We eliminate them for the season.
So that world doesn't exist. What you just said. We've never discussed that idea. That doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, I'm just throwing stuff out.
There is no scenario where Monty McNair keeps his job and Doug Christie does not.
No, the point is, just last time we FaceTime, everything just went so bad.
That's
the point.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Well, I'll FaceTime then. We FaceTiming. If they knock the Warriors out of the playoffs,
my response to that wasn't that we can't FaceTime people. It was that why don't we shut the hell up because we've lost the last two games by a combined 60.
Well, the other thing is those are the rules though. When we win, we do FaceTime. When we did lose,
explain
we don't.
That to, we did explain that well, to Butcher Boy.
Essentially, it's like thing of talking trash. Like I'm gonna talk trash, and if I lose, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. That's it. The reason why I said that about the Warriors, though, like, because for me personally, and I know you others feel different, it is what it is. Like, you got Jimmy. That's good. Like, it's cool. Like, you're not – this didn't create no championship window for you, in my opinion. And I still look at it as it didn't create a championship window. I don't look at them as a championship contender. I don't think that they can beat Denver, the Lakers –
But
OKC.
Going back to when the deal was done, that was never our conversation. Our conversation was, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think this does anything for them. I wasn't even talking about a championship window. I was talking about, I don't even think this makes them that much better. I didn't think the acquisition of Jimmy Butler mattered.
I mean, I thought it would get them maybe in the playoffs. I wasn't thinking like 5 or 6, but maybe like they find their way in the playoffs via play-in, and then they'd get bounced.
I thought that could happen anyways. Like, so if the end result is getting to the play-in with Jimmy Butler and losing, it's not that different than what I thought from the Warriors to begin the season with. The only team in the conference, you can call Cap if you want to, the only team in the conference I'm surprised by are the Clippers. The Clippers are the team that, like, I just wrong about. I didn't buy Phoenix. I didn't understand why everybody kept talking about Phoenix.
I think the Clippers would be where the Kings are right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I've been hanging out with this dude too long, and I undervalue Ty Lue.
What?
Ty Lue. True, yeah. This is Ty Lue's finest.
You really used to hate Ty Lue, and you're one of D'Lo and KC.
Ty Lue's one of my favorite coaches. I've said that a number of different times. Stop. The perpetuation of these lies that you talk about me and Ty Lue.
It's archived. Stop. There's YouTube videos.
Yeah, it exists. There might not be YouTube videos.
Is it that early?
I think it was pretty early.
Because we did the show for about like 6 months before we hit the stream.
We might have signed on, and Kenny, for no reason, goes, I hate Ty Lue, and that was the first thing that was ever said on the air. Is your hat jewelry turned over? Because is it just all gold?
No, it's black and gold. It's
show the class. You got to turn it over. Yeah, like how
it's
much?
All over the place.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, it was bothering me. You didn't fix it.
It'll.
How do you go about?
It's bothering me. Like, and I mean, so where does one? So if I let me.
Yeah, like how do you? I never knew that existed until you wore it.
Hat, jewelry.
It's common knowledge.
I don't think it is.
It is. And it's affordable.
You literally have one to match your Giants hat.
Well, yeah, you know, somebody created the
I found one on Etsy. There's no way Kenny got it from Etsy.
No, I'll tell you where.
KC's Twins hat was looking like Deion Sanders yesterday.
Well, I'm about to find a name. I'm going to shout him out right now. Hold on. I can't even find it. Give me a during the break, I'll find it. It's like Reserve or something like that.
Man, $329 for that piece. What?
You're lying.
He is lying.
No way.
$140 for that piece.
Don't listen to this.
Hey, how much is the jewelry on your hat?
Don't listen to this guy.
How much is the jewelry on your hat?
What are you talking about?
Nah, I don't know. Like 10 bucks. What is it?
It was like $10.
Maybe he took a zero off.
Yeah.
This is what I'm seeing. I think he took a zero off.
I didn't get it from
like
where
I tell
you're
people,
looking.
Yeah, like I'm like 5'6".
I just found a pin that goes on a cowboy hat that costs $500.
You're on the wrong Instagram page.
Okay, maybe it's the $75 one?
No. Mine was buy one, get one free.
No one believes you.
Where is it at?
No one believes.
These are my people too. They got some good stuff. I think I'm maxed out on what I like on their site.
I don't think that's $10. It's kind of glowing in the light, bro.
Mm. Hold on, man. I'm about to find it right now.
No, where it's fine. No, look, he's trying to get.
It's like Reverb.
Maybe it's his company.
Like
maybe he creates the jewelry.
Yeah, is that true?
Maybe this is like. Remember when Jimmy Kimmel was it Kimmel? I think it was Jimmy Kimmel. Faked the video of the girl twerking and starting the fire. So he said it, basically Jimmy Kimmel said, I bet I could go get a video to go viral. And he never revealed that he was a part of it until it was all over. So it's this girl like twerking on a wall who like knocks something over and someone opens a door and it's this big fiasco. The video goes viral. Then they finally release the whole video. And at the end, Kimmel comes in and shows the whole thing is fake. That's Kenny.
How's that mean?
Well, Kenny's trying to show like, no, look, hat jewelry. And then we're going to find out Kenny actually owns the company.
I think this is one of the places, but Ravine hat, whatever. Look, you get your little thing to go with that. I actually do like that. Might have to cop that one. But it's so, look, I'll go to the website right now. What are you talking about? It's like $10. Look, $18 for this.
The best us regular folks can do is just taking our significant other's necklaces or something, throwing it on the hat.
Found another one, $139.
Well, get off of that website.
Man.
$20 max. And then if you catch
were, him, he was. I wonder if the Cartier store sells hat jewelry.
That would not be $20.
Well, Jesse, you ever been to the Cartier store to buy jewelry?
They don't even let me walk in.
Me neither. KC, you ever been to the Cartier store to buy jewelry?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever been to the Cartier?
Regular store.
You had to buy the most significant piece of jewelry you're ever going to buy. Did you go to the Cartier store?
Nah.
Me either. Did you?
I mean, it's an option. He could have went. Like you're saying like it's exclusive. It's not exclusive. He could have went.
It's not a regular store. I ain't been in there.
You can go. What are you talking about?
When they find out I don't have the money to buy the piece of jewelry.
You don't have the money. What bag you got today?
You point out the same bag every day.
No,
this isn't about him. This isn't about him. This is not about Delos. This is about KC.
It's the same one.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I only got one.
What you doing? There's only one back there.
Mm.
We're going to find out, Kenny.
What's that closet looking like?
We're going to find out.
How many times have you ever walked into a Cartier store?
Oh, good question. Actually, show of hands in the chat.
Yeah, you can participate as well. How many times have you ever walked into a Cartier store? I'll start. Zero for me.
Walk into the Cartier.
Oh, yeah. I've never had a reason to.
How many of you married men or engaged men have ever bought the most important piece of jewelry you'll ever buy from the Cartier store?
Stephen Brown, not me. Scooter, Crickets, Collins, zero.
Hey, look.
Everybody can
look,
do this.
Westside Kings went once.
Shout out, Westside Kings.
Hey.
He took the opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to go into the store. It's as simple as anything else.
How many times have you been there, though? Westside Kings been there once. Maybe,
Fartcat 6ix9ine has never been to the Cartier store. Can you believe it?
I don't think Fartcat 6ix9ine is allowed in any store.
Fartcat 6ix9ine.
He's
That's
never
crazy.
Been to the Cartier store.
I still trust him when he talks to the basketball more than Nick V, though.
That was a nice. Hey.
No, just that thing. I'm just joking.
Look at Stephen Brown ain't even gone.
Stephen Brown, yeah, you can't get in.
We get your you answer. Can't get
in. You can't push the door open.
You got to be this tall right. to get into the Cardi store.
Casey, how about this? You can answer it this way. Is it more or less than two?
It's more than two.
Okay, damn.
Man.
It's more than two.
Good for you.
Big deal.
Good for you.
How many times have you been to the Louis store? Can't even count.
It's not about me.
Can't
Malik
even count.
Monk remains questionable tonight when the Kings host the Trailblazers. Devin Carter is available. Jake LaRavia is not.
Mm.
He's out with left thumb soreness. They need to find a better way to. They need to find a better way to explain that, though.
Did you?
It needs to sound tougher.
Did you? Did so? I watched the game on what day was that? Tuesday against the Thunder.
Yeah.
I watched it live. Got there, you know, like the second quarter. Usually, I go back and watch the game, whatever I missed, but I didn't on Tuesday. Did Devin Carter try to play?
He played like one spurt. It was like 2 or 3 minutes.
Because I remember looking at the score when I was coming on from Little League game, and on ESPN, it's like Devin Carter offensive rebound or something like that. And then I was like, oh, okay, he tried to come back. And then I was watching the game and never saw him. Like, I was like, oh, damn, I guess he tried and
yeah, he played 3 minutes out. And that was it.
Yeah, and he wasn't even on the bench, I think, in the second half.
Yeah, whatever. And he was part of the sick crew, right? Yeah, so whatever is running through that locker room is it's roughing him up.
Yeah.
That was the thing with Malik. When Malik missed this is all running together now, the first night of the back-to-back, the OKC one.
Mm-hmm. The Boston.
Okay, so he misses the Boston game. It's like, no way he going to be able, like, right. we're not talking about pain. Like, the man's sick. He ain't going to be ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if he is, he's probably going to be ass. And he clearly wasn't. And the fact that he's questionable today tells you how bad he was laid up. And the fact that we've had 3 or 4 guys on the injury report over the last week and some change dealing with some sort of illness shows you that whatever these guys are dealing with is tough.
Tough, man. I don't want to make light of it. I was about to make a joke, but it ain't a joke. No matter how they dealing with what Mookie Betts was dealing with. You hear that story?
Mm-mm.
Mookie Betts lost like 25 pounds.
Yeah, he couldn't eat for like 2 weeks. Couldn't hold anything down for 2 weeks, he said.
Does this have to do with the trip?
Well,
he got it before Japan.
On the way to the trip, he got sick. And then he got there and obviously didn't get any better. Flew back. It was awful, too. Lost 25 pounds. Man. I think they said he was weighing 175 before, and he's like 150.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's talking. He's like he's... Oh, right. I'm putting quotation marks up, but
probably weak as hell, though.
Yeah.
Like physically fatigued.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, I didn't
gladly. See that.
So those guys, it was the Dodgers and the Cubs, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're back. They did the break. They play today like everybody else does.
Dodgers play today. I'm not sure about the Cubs, but Dodgers play today.
But they'll play tomorrow. Like right. they'll play one of the, like
Giants
they're opening up.
Giants play today and are off tomorrow.
Well,
all right, bro.
Load managing? I don't know.
Cubs do play today. They play the Diamondbacks. So okay. Yeah, they're back in the swing of things.
Okay. Mavericks
going 0-3 on opening day.
Who?
Can you imagine being 0-3 on opening day?
Yeah, that's kind of tough. That's kind of tough. Sorry, like those they've been doing that for a couple of years now. Yeah. It's always kind of weird.
Yeah. Sorry, Cubs. And I thought about something on the way in. We're hyped to see the A's on Monday. It's rain from Monday to Thursday. Who knows if they play?
Yeah. Hopefully it's one of those like...
Rains in the morning.
1 a.m. rains.
Yeah.
And it just goes away.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. Mavericks are in Orlando today.
Come on, Paolo.
Pay attention to that.
Come on, France.
They remain half a game back from Phoenix and Sacramento. Warriors are in 7 now. The Timberwolves are in 8. Kings are at 9. Suns are at 10. Dallas is right there at number 11. Kyrie had surgery yesterday. Mm-hmm. I assume he had some pretty nasty swelling, maybe some fluid in there, and that's why it's taken so long.
And what's it been, about a month?
Wow, has it been that long? It's been, maybe, I mean, 3 weeks. Yeah, it's been, it feels like, I know it's been a while.
Yeah.
So I have to assume that that's part of the reason that they, and they know what the timeline is.
Right.
I assume that's part of the reason that they, sometimes like an Achilles snaps and you could fix it that night. Mm-hmm. I mean, fix it meaning you could repair it that night, yeah. Start the process.
It was about 3 weeks ago when he tore it.
Yeah, I have to assume it might have been pretty ugly in there, and they had, hey, got to let this chill out a little bit before we do any work.
I thought about that with Juju, because that was so bad. I
wish I had never seen the video you showed me.
Yeah, that's one you can't like really watch back at.
I don't like watching that vantage point or just in general. Mm. Like I'm good. I don't need to see that no more.
We'll come back. I had a chance to catch up a little bit on the LeBron. I had a chance to catch a good portion of the LeBron James, Pat McAfee conversation. And, well.
Watch your back, bro.
We'll talk about it. Stephen McCasey here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Had an opportunity to catch up a bit on the LeBron James, Pat McAfee conversation yesterday. I didn't get through as much of it as I'd like on YouTube. It's an hour and 12 minutes. I got through about 30 and some change, about 32 minutes of it. Of course, quite a bit has happened since that interview aired. Stephen A. has told him he'd put his hands on him.
Settle down.
LeBron has started tweeting.
Settle down.
I'm going to need you to defend your boy on this one.
I mean.
Because your boy, for those that don't know, is Stephen A. This is goofy. This whole situation is silly.
I mean, not everything needs to be defended. So I don't really have a defense for him. I think they both look a little ridiculous.
What did LeBron do?
LeBron, there's no need to go on Pat McAfee and do all that. There really isn't. And I know people are talking about, like, hey, defend yourself. Like, come on, you're LeBron James.
You know,
and the side swipe of Brian Windhorst was kind of uncalled for. And I'm not even like this Windhorst fan, but I don't know what he did to get sideswiped.
Well, Windhorst is out here talking like he knows everything about you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm LeBron's guy. Well, like, yeah, I'm going to check that.
I think the question was his distrust of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked him, like, do you have a distrust for the media? And by the way, I completely disagree with going on Pat McAfee's show. Like, your take that he shouldn't go.
It's a different conversation.
And that's fine. I'm happy to have that conversation. Like, Pat McAfee, whether I like him or not, or what he has a very unique ability that not a lot of other people have, and not everybody can get good conversations out of people in general, people like LeBron James, not comparing content, but he's a lot like Howard Stern. Once you navigate through it's nonsense. It never appealed to me, the overly sexual stuff. Once you're able to navigate through some of that stuff, like Howard Stern can conduct a very compelling, used to be, I don't know what he does now, but when he was on the radio, he used to be able to conduct very compelling interviews. Mm-hmm. He would get people to talk in a way that they didn't talk like when they were on with other people. And I think Pat has the ability to do that. And I think the idea, like I saw some people in the chat, he should have done Jeff Teague's podcast. He could have done all the smoke. That just turns into hey, Bron, remember when Booby stepped on your shoe in the locker room? And it's like, that's not, like, it's good to have, like, stories like that sprinkled in, but I don't think that those guys have the ability to get the same conversation out of LeBron.
I don't know,
LeBron.
Man. Teague's podcast is really, really good.
Teague is the one, but I still think it's a basketball player talking to another basketball player. Like basketball players, like Stack and Matt Barnes are guilty of that. Mm. It's not that they don't have good conversations. Like Ryan Clark's really good. Like those guys over there on the pivot are really, really good at this. Mm-hmm. They're really good at pulling like compelling conversations out. Like they did it with The Rock. They did it with Dwayne. I thought that interview that he did with the pivot was one of the best he ever did, because they asked questions about, like, hey, you're black, right? Like, do you experience racism? Have you ever experienced racism? Mm-hmm. Do you talk about being black? And, like, I've never heard anyone ask him that. No, most people don't have the balls to ask him that. Mm-hmm. And I think Pat's one of those guys. Obviously, the platform is massive. But I think Pat is one of those guys who could get an interesting conversation out of you.
Pat's perfectly fine. He's not qualified for me. I personally just would have liked to seen him on a different platform. But
what? Like, what would you have preferred to see him on?
520, the pivot. Those are two for sure. Shannon Sharp, talking to him. I would have liked to seen that. But I don't hate that he was on Pat McAfee. I just would have liked to seen him on a different platform.
The pivot would have been interesting. Pat said something. I'd never computed this. When he was introducing LeBron, it was a hell of a line. He said LeBron has been in the league longer than he hasn't.
That's crazy.
That wasn't it took me a second, like, bro's right.
That is crazy.
LeBron was not a professional basketball player for 18 years. He's been a professional basketball player for, I don't remember what we decided, 21?
Yeah, 22.
22. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
That's a trip, man.
That is absolutely
more
crazy.
More of his life has been an NBA player
but
than not.
I got sidetracked. The question that brought up the Winhurst thing was about his distrust of the media. And he was like, well, he laid out earlier how it started, with the decision. And everyone had an opinion about what he did with the decision. And he never... Because he never gave anyone a reason to say overly negative things about him, they took that and that changed everyone's perception on him. Like, that singular moment changed the way that he was covered, the way that he was talked about. Mm-hmm. And I think they left that conversation and maybe that, Stephen A. came in. They kind of went elsewhere. And then it came back to the media, and that's where the Winhurst thing came up. And it was something specific. And I can't remember exactly what it was, but there was a specific thing. Oh, Jordan. It was the Jordan conversation where he said, Winhurst out here telling everybody I wear 23 because of Michael Jordan. Well, he's right. He's saying I signed with Nike because of Michael Jordan. He goes, no, I didn't. I signed with Nike because they gave me a $90 million signing bonus. And he was like, Winhurst has been around me all these years, but he talks like he's not my best friend. Like, I don't know this guy. And I think that's all he was saying. It wasn't a swipe at Winhurst.
What he said was not that. Like, that was the way he said it was that, like, I don't think Winhurst.
Well, what'd he say?
He said, this guy's out here telling people he's my best friend, like, effing weird. Like,
that's exactly what I just said. I didn't say the effing weird part.
Telling people, I don't think Winhurst has ever said he's his best friend. He just has covered his whole professional career. So like, in context of what you're saying, fine, that's cool. But like, Winhurst ain't never proclaimed to be his best friend. It's not even that big of a deal. I just like, well, why do you got to speak about him in that manner? He didn't do nothing to you. That's all it is. It's, like I said, it's not a big deal what him feeling that way or whatever. But he wasn't Stephen A in this situation. Stephen A, obviously you got an issue with. Like, what the swipe side for Brandon Winhurst have to be done? Especially for something that I don't recall him ever saying. He never said he was Bron's best friend. So
Winhurst has kind of like lived off of Bron. Lack of a better term, though. Like, he's kind of attached himself
to
LeBron.
We wouldn't know who Brian Winhurst was if it wasn't for LeBron James.
Yeah, so I get if you feel a certain way about that.
It's LeBron perhaps might have more... I think when you have someone who makes their like entire existence is yours. Like, Winhurst's entire career as an insider was built off LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And so... For years, books, everything. It's been like Brian Winhurst. Maybe that created some ill feelings. Like, I don't really know.
Maybe so. I don't.
And of course, we don't know what Winhurst says privately.
Yeah, maybe he's got a. I don't know. I don't know what he's done to LeBron. So maybe LeBron has all the reason in the world to feel some type of way towards Winhurst.
Stephen A's got to reel it in, though. I think he's the one who's got to reel it in all this. Because the video came out of him talking to Bron, but like, you made a content after that, and you've been making a content. You lied for some reason about him not being on court Kobe's memorial service today, which is weird. Crazy. Like, you lied, straight up lied about that. And then I don't know why media members talking about swinging on anybody. Like, you work in the media. Like, what are you doing? Like, he legit needs to reel it in. He's doing too much.
Yeah, I also think LeBron was talking a bit. Like, I'm reading the quote when it's full. Yeah. That feels like a line LeBron said. There were times where LeBron was talking and you could actually hear him lose train of thought. He did it when he was talking about Stephen A. Mm. Like, McAfee asked a question and LeBron started to answer and then started firing off jokes about sitting in his tidy whities and eating ice cream, like just feasting off the fact that LeBron is talking about him. And then he forgot to go back to the question. He like completely forgot. And this is where I think Pat McAfee is good. I think he recognized that right away and kept going. Because LeBron just kind of like, it was almost like he powered down. Like, he completely forgot where he was going. And Pat McAfee just picked it up and they finished the conversation. Or I think he took the conversation in a different direction.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen A, he's doing a lot. Like, somebody gotta, and maybe LeBron will. LeBron probably don't have nothing else to say about this. Probably won't ever speak about it again. But this is all nonsense. Somebody's gotta stop it.
Parkins, yeah, LeBron don't follow me on social media, so I blocked him from my phone. All right. For you, Perk.
Y'all acting like a bunch of high school teenagers. Like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah. At the same time, like, this is, I can't, and I don't know if LeBron has the same outlook or whatever, but this is their job. Their job is content.
They're creating content, though. Like, they're creating, like, nonsense. Like, why is Stephen A talking about swinging on LeBron? Who brought, like, who even thinks about, like, why would LeBron even think to swing on Stephen A? Like, why is that even something being brought up? That's just nonsense.
So so we really do live by the moneker content over everything. Like,
some people do, and they have shown that they do.
And Stephen A does.
Stephen A does. ESPN, like, what they do, they've got content to fill.
When it's ESPN, Fox, it is what it is now, I guess. That's what sports talk is.
For me personally, I mean, there's certain things that don't need to go to the airwaves. Like, if I have an interaction with somebody or something goes on, like, not everything has to go to the airwaves. That's how I go about things. But there are people out there that, you know, feel differently, you know, and feel like, hey, you know, this is part of my job. This is what I got to do. So,